play a Nintendo game, you're not expecting to shoot somebody and kill them.
Right. It's still family safe. Exactly. It's still, you know, and the part where you sink down and you can go in, you know, move around.
You become
around.
A squid. Yeah, right. It looks so good.
All I'm saying is, you know, they didn't, the Wii U, compared to the Wii, is a total failure.
Sales-wise, yes. You're right. I think there's still time.
It has
to save
about
it.
A year to yeah. 2 years left on its life.
I can almost agree with
pick,
that, too.
If it doesn't pick up, if these games, if the Zelda game doesn't move as well as it normally, as it used to.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people, you know, they usually launch with the Zelda game within a year.
Well, they
that
did.
Was part
well,
of,
they launched with the Wind Waker HD, the new Wind.
Not
new,
enough.
I agree with you.
And here's what's going to happen,
reboot.
Guys.
Yeah, remastering is just enough to tick you off.
Yeah.
I've played that game. So they really needed something
Larry
new.
Larry shot for water at the same place.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Got smash sandwiches from friends.
Or he's stealing my water.
Here's what they're going to do.
It's cheaper that way.
Yeah.
If you steal it from me.
They're going to let people, you know, going to try the Wii U. They're still trying it. The best part
there's
about
nothing to play. What is there to play right
nothing.
Now?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And here's what
and
I'm going to say.
The problem. That's the
but
problem.
Here was the thing. They wanted to see what the Wii U could do. Nintendo has always been better about any other game franchise company about giving you the game when it's ready. They
yes.
never give you an early game. They never give you a... There's never a Halo 2 where the game's too short.
Yeah.
There's never a Call of Duty where it's just like the last game with nothing new in it.
I just mentioned Wind Waker. Wind Waker was delayed 4, 5, 6 months.
Yes.
Because it wasn't ready.
They always give you the
Metroid.
Game.
Metroid. They started Metroid completely over from
yes,
scratch.
Yes, Metroid Prime. Yes, they started from scratch.
Yeah.
And I love all three of those games.
Yeah. All three were awesome.
And all three were incredible.
They did, but still,
I mean, what he's trying to establish is that Nintendo doesn't care if they lose money. They want to do it
yes.
their way.
Yes.
Oh, but Nintendo does care. That lose.
Not
the
if
problem
they're making
is,
money on the DS.
Because here's the thing.
They're losing more money than they're making on the DS.
They're losing money on the DS?
No.
They're losing more money
on the Wii U
than they're making on the DS.
But I think...
Because that market is also shrinking.
Agreed. Because they're
losing
that to Apple.
Yeah.
And Android.
To Android and app.
Yeah.
So they're definitely...
But here's what I'm going to say about Nintendo. That they
favorite.
Kill... Oh, that's a good
call. I don't like bread.
I was going to say, it's
I don't
easy,
mind
man.
Bread, but yeah, hand sandwiches, they're the best.
The can reason they, Nintendo couldn't afford to do any of this.
What?
I think so, too, because of the popularity of the original Wii.
Yeah. You know? Not only that.
Pickles.
Here's the other thing Nintendo has.
I can do pickles both.
Europe
and Asia. I can do pickles.
Europe and Asia. Hand over fist over the Xbox and the PlayStation.
Australia as well, because of the rules they have with games in Australia.
Yes.
Nintendo sells better.
Nintendo sells more merch than they sell games or consoles. They've always sold more merch than they've sold games and consoles.
It is the title for gaming.
You put Mario on a t-shirt, and it'll sell more games than the entire Halo franchise.
He's got a point.
You put Link on a shirt, it sells more games than all the Call of Duty.
But here's the thing.
I haven't seen Master Chief in a few
I don't see Master Chief on every cute little girl.
I saw Zelda just this past 3 years. There's a shirt for sale. Go ahead.
The thing is, Nintendo, as a company, predates gaming.
Yes.
They've been in the merchandise business...
Oh, forever.
Forever, yeah.
...for 130 years.
But don't you say that their merch value now is at the highest it's ever been?
Yes.
Because they can just print...
Right, because
character.
They have original IPs.
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't that their biggest thing?
It is. You know, even if they get out of the hardware business... They'll still be profitable. They would be a profitable third party.
I think they
should.
Think they'd be.
I mean,
like Sega.
Put it this way. Yeah.
Sega is not as profitable as Nintendo would be.
Yes. But here's the thing.
I'm just talking.
You know what I saw the other day? A shirt with the gold cartridge on it. Not even Link. Not Zelda. Not the Triforce. Just the cartridge.
And they did that so they didn't have to pay Nintendo money.
No, it says Legend of Zelda, and it's an official Nintendo shirt.
Okay. I know exactly what shirt he's talking
about.
Yes,
It has the gold cartridge on it. But that's what I'm saying. They make money off just pictures of the cartridge on a shirt now. That's where they're at as a company. They can do that. They don't even have to show you a character in the game.
There's a playmat over there with the original Nintendo controller on it.
It is a very unique situation that Nintendo finds
itself
in.
Unlike...
Because they don't really have to worry about selling their console. It's kind of like Marvel and comic books. Marvel technically does not have to sell comic books right now. Yeah. The only reason they print them is so why? They can keep control of those characters, right?
Yes.
That's and right. keep them vivid. And now they can make, they're making billions with the movies.
But why should Nintendo themselves have said the Wii U is a failure?
Yes.
But you know, so is the GameCube right when it started.
As of, GameCube was a failure Taylor,
until Wind Waker.
Bam.
And Mario Sunshine. But right which now, all didn't come with right the launch. Now,
they didn't come with the launch, but they came 12 months later.
Within a year.
All right. Now, okay,
we're not getting the good Wii U games till 2 years.
Each cycle, well, hasn't it been 3 years now?
No, it's two.
Okay. It's been 2 years.
But yes, each cycle is getting smaller and smaller. When our second what?
Last November.
Yeah, last November. Yeah, right. we're not even actually hit a year yet.
Yeah.
I thought we're on the second year.
No,
I think
last
November equals the second year.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think this November will equal year two.
Yeah. We're looking
that's
it up.
What I thought.
But we're within those first 2 years, I mean, they're going to have some must-have games.
By
the end of this year, they're definitely going to have.
If those games propel the console forward, now they don't want to lose money again.
Of course
not. I mean.
Sorry.
Of course they don't.
I was also looking at it, though. How many times has, I mean, Nintendo right. also kind of runs a good market as
yeah.
being an innovator
yeah, November 18,
of
2012. Yeah.
But here's the thing, guys.
But they only, the they're GameCube only the inventor of innovator of technology if it catches on.
Yeah. Right.
But here's what I'm going to say about the Wii U.
Virtual Boy.
That I'm going to say about the GameCube.
Well, I mean.
Good argument.
That it wasn't the GameCube wasn't really a big. I mean, yes, Legend of Zelda was incredible. It was a big. So was Mario Sunshine. But
what
the
else
game
came out of
that set it off that came out 2 years after its launch was Smash Brothers Melee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Smash Brothers Melee made that console a staple in households.
Exactly.
To this day, people still play Smash Brothers Melee.
You're missing one other big
go
title.
Ahead, go ahead.
That definitely was cross-platform for Nintendo. Animal Crossing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Animal Crossing.
Already an Animal Crossing out this year.
Well, right. No, Animal Crossing, and then they linked it to the GameCube. Yeah,
The handheld. The handheld.
And now there's been a new handheld version.
Yes.
And there was,
that I play.
There hasn't really been a Wii U version.
No.
It's announced, though.
But it has been announced.
Yeah.
I announced it at
Pikmin.
E3.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we have to give the Wii U to the end of this year for one reason only, Super Smash Brothers. Super Smash Brothers will be the make or break game for the entire console.
Because you know
what?
So you're saying that Nintendo as a hardware company is done.
No.
You're saying that will they have another console?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that Smash Brothers is not the make or break game.
I think it is.
I think Zelda is.
No. I don't
think
so.
Because here's what I'm going to say about Smash
I think
Brothers.
More people play Zelda
I can think
or
of,
play Smash Brothers and will play Smash Brothers because of the online elements that they are
Zelda
in.
Are we recording this?
We have been for like 10 minutes.
Oh, I had no idea.
I'm not sure.
Stealthy.
Very. It was too good of a conversation.
I'm not sure that the hype that they've built around the new Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U.
I know people who don't own a Wii U
and I'm
who are already talking about pre-ordering Smash Brothers and buying a Wii U the day Smash Bros.
I do too.
Those are two different customers. Smash Brothers and Zelda customers
are
two different customers.
Smash Brothers are the kinds of people who will wait till the game comes out to buy the system.
Well, the same thing with Zelda.
Yes, they will buy this.
I would get a Wii U for the Zelda game.
Yes, and
if it stays like true to what I've seen
for E3,
kinda,
oh my goodness,
I'm getting it for Zelda.
That maintains the strength of a series right there.
I didn't get a Wii until Twilight Princess came out.
Exactly.
And drop $80 in the game and then another $300,
every
whatever.
Every GameCube I bought, and I bought three of them, was all because they came out with Zelda discs.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, one had all the original Zeldas, one had a Japanese import, and then the Wind Waker.
I don't think you should underestimate Super Smash Brothers as a console saver.
Yes.
I think the Wii U is doing very well in Japan. I think it's in Asia. It's doing okay in Asia. In Europe, I think it's doing okay.
It's not doing well in this market.
It's not doing well in America as a market because the Xbox does better here. Xbox does shit in Japan and does shit in Europe.
Yes, none of them like Xbox.
Yeah,
we like Xbox.
The Wii U is the number one or two console throughout Asia and Europe. Here it's three because we have more.
But the thing is. Worldwide, it's three.
Agreed.
A wide margin.
I don't think it's that wide, though.
Because, I, you know what? Here's the thing.
Compared to
by Nintendo's own
compared
numbers.
To this generation, I'm talking PS4 and Xbox One, compared to these generations.
Third by a long,
I don't
long
think it's that
shot.
Long,
because here's the thing.
I don't think it's that
the
long.
The second that Mario game drops, that Zelda game,
oh, yeah, dude.
That Smash Brothers, they're going to leave them in the dust. I think Nintendo is at that point. They could be that cocky, because let's be honest. You know Mario, you know Zelda, you know Link,
yes.
You know Kirby,
you know
Pokemon,
Yoshi,
but you
know Toad.
What's Master Chief's name?
John.
That's
117.
Well, these geeks know.
These geeks know, though. But not everyone knows who Master Chief's first name
Master
is.
Master Chief didn't have a
not
name
yet,
for the first few
but
series.
When the movie comes out.
Yeah, you know it's the second game.
But here's the thing.
A whole
without
story.
A movie,
what is
everyone...
Halo, though? What is Halo 5 going to be but Halo 4 with new paint?
Yes.
Come on.
The thing like about every Legend of Zelda game...
Zelda game is always different.
Always different.
The
always
Mario game
new.
That they announced,
different,
Mario Maker, is different. The Yoshi game
I haven't played a bad
different.
Zelda game. I've never played a bad Zelda except for the second game.
No, that's my favorite.
That with my wife.
That's Link's Adventure is
The two Zelda games that... And I'm not going to debate whether they're good or bad.
Okay.
But people that are considered the bad Zelda games.
Yeah.
And they're love-hate games, and it is the second one, and Majora's Mask.
Oh, I love Majora's Mask!
Those are love-hate
games.
It
was the second gold cartridge!
Yeah,
it was.
And then there's the awesome Zelda game, which is Four Swords, which is yay Zelda multiplayer. More interesting.
The rock.
Yeah. Gave more interesting.
Yeah, man.
Puzzles.
That's the worst Zelda game ever.
What is the worst Zelda? Any of the CD games.
Those aren't actually considered.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Those aren't Nintendo games. Those were. Nintendo is actually. They're reaping their own punishment for this.
Yeah.
Because Nintendo sort it past. They never considered America a good market.
No.
They originally tried to license the Nintendo to Atari.
That's right.
Atari, or Time Warner, decided, no, we're not interested.
We have our own crappy console. Yes. Why do we want
yours? And, well, of course, the Atari is the longest sold. The Atari 2600 was sold for 14 years.
Yep. I still have mine.
I do.
My wood grain. I don't know if it works. I don't have a plug for it.
So
the TV is so old.
It's in a box somewhere in the attic.
Yeah. I still have a lot of my old games.
I have
the ET game.
All right. So
no, they just uncovered the site where they're all buried.
Yeah.
The urban legend is true.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And you know what? The funny thing about that, they did that in a documentary on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
That's why.
Isn't that hilarious?
So okay. Your Wii, their biggest opponent, the clear winner of currently in the lead is the Sony PS4.
Yes.
All
right.
Worldwide. In America, it's not.
No.
But go ahead. In America, it's
still
the Xbox.
By a very slight margin. Yeah,
by a very slight margin, but it's still slight. That's what the market.
Because here's the thing about why it's Xbox is winning, and the only reason
it's Microsoft.
Because, well, not only that, Americans. They just want something that you can't get anywhere else.
Exactly.
And Xbox currently has more exclusives than the PS4 does.
Exactly.
And that's the only reason it's ever been killing the Sony's, because there's always been more Xbox exclusives.
Go ahead, Larry.
But the only reason Sony got into the console market is because Nintendo dicked them over.
That's right.
We all know that story.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that's the whole... That's the whole thing that happened with the Philips CDI, only they weren't successful.
Yes.
Both of those were created because Nintendo just dicked them over and decided to do their own thing.
Yes.
And because of those, one of them turned out to be a massive competitor, and because of their ignoring of the American market, it allowed for another competitor to spring up.
Yes.
So their own egotisticalness has created their current state of demise.
I wouldn't call that a state of demise.
No, wait, hold on, let me stop you there. Because I'll see you that, statement.
And
raise you the idea that competition is what stirs innovation. Right. And we wouldn't have had the awesome Nintendo 64.
Yep.
Without Sega.
Without Sega and without Sony in there being competitors.
Yeah.
Nintendo is one of the rare exceptions to a company that actually still likes to innovate just for innovation's sake.
But why?
Because if you think about...
Because I'm telling you, the Nintendo 64 may have been innovative, but the only reason it was innovative was because they were competing with Sony.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would have been so innovative, because if you look from Nintendo to Super Nintendo, compared to what Sega did with their first generation console and their second generation console, Nintendo was not taking very many chances with innovation from that console to the Super Famicom. Compared to what Sega was doing at the same time with their jump from Master System to the Genesis.
Yeah.
To Genesis. Genesis is an amazing console.
And kind of holds up. So.
Yeah, still holds up and made the Super Famicom look like shit. So what I'm saying is without Sony, there possibly wouldn't... Nintendo might now, not be the innovative company that they
the
are
The reason why is the Master System was designed to make the Atari look like shit.
Yeah.
And the Sega Genesis was designed to make the Super Nintendo look like shit.
Yes.
And it was based off how can we beat those specs?
But after that, Nintendo moved away from being the safe company that they were creating the Super Famicom and said, we have to play to win and innovated to win.
All right. Perfect example of ways they would innovate that without the necessary competition.
Okay.
Power Pad, Light Gun, Rob the Robot, Teddy Ruxpin, Virtual Boy,
yeah.
Game Boy. You know.
But all of those things.
We're in a market with nothing else.
All of those things were created by Nintendo of America.
Yeah.
None of those were created by actual Nintendo.
Not true.
Nintendo of America created
the Power
Rob
Pad
the Robot, Rob the Power Robot. Pad.
Rob the Robot, was Rob even available in Japan?
No.
Yeah.
He was there for the American market because Americans have always been a...
Have always liked toys.
The more toys. The guys
I like
more
toys.
I can't say more toys now.
I've been to Japan.
I'm fairly sure the Light Zapper and Teddy Ruxpin came out of Japan.
No, the Light Zapper too, but the Sega Master System had a Light Zapper too.
Yeah.
After Nintendo put one out.
Yeah.
But there was already light guns out there.
Light guns were already a thing in
light
the arcades.
Guns were like, weren't light guns like one of the first video games?
Yeah, light guns.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
Early.
I'm not sure if you can call things like the Power Glove and the Virtual Boy innovations.
We don't talk about those.
Virtual Boy had, what, 13 games?
Yeah.
Ugh.
The Power Glove.
My head still hurts from the Virtual Boy.
That actually... All right.
Now, put a movie.
That was the first 3D console. I remember.
No, they were trying.
They were trying. You're right. Still getting migraines. Light years above its time.
You're right.
It's bright, awful.
Now,
neon
and if you talk about arcade games, all right,
Sega.
Nintendo
had to keep up with Sega. Put out
stand up arcade games before Sega was even a company, a video game company.
Yes.
All right, because they were a bowling alley company back in the 50s.
Service games, yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right, so if you look at some of their original games, first of all, they were some of the first handheld games with the Game & Watch series back in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
All right, they actually, you have the original Mario Brothers, when Mario... When he first became Mario, he was no longer Jumpman.
It was the Mario Brothers.
No, those originally launched in 1976.
I know.
1976, and the technology they used in those arcade games still stands up, and they're lighter and more efficiently designed than the Namco machines on the market today still being produced.
I'm not taking anything away from Nintendo's innovative spirit that they—you're right—they have always had it.
So
what I'm saying is that competition stirs it. I just think it's maybe a little unfair.
It does definitely encourage change.
It's maybe a little unfair to blame Sony for to give Sony the credit for Nintendo's current state of affairs.
It's a combination of everything.
It might be a combination of everything, but you're always going to have
peaks and valleys in everything.
Agreed.
It all depends on who's running the company, who they hire, who they bring in, and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that these two games, if they do not do as well as we're hoping they may do, if it doesn't push the Wii U to at least some closer to profitability than it already is not, to say the least, then it may be a few extra years before Nintendo does come out with a new console. I think they're going to have to go back to the drawing board.
See, I think they go back to the drawing board every generation.
They do, but they're going to have to go back to a different drawing board. And how about that?
because they're going to have to meet up with Xbox and PlayStation 4 in a lot of their games.
I think so, too.
But I'm just saying. If these two games knock it up a notch for them,
here's the thing about Nintendo.
They'll be okay.
Everybody who owns an Xbox One isn't necessarily going to buy Halo 5.
No. No, God, no.
But everybody who owns a Wii U is going to buy Smash Brothers and going to buy Zelda.
Exactly.
So they do get a lot more market saturation as far as people who own the console are also going to buy
it. And within the next year, you'll get an Animal Crossing and a Pikmin, which attracts...
I think Pikmin's already out. Isn't Pikmin out? Pikmin 3 has been out, isn't it?
But these games are going to have to do it. If it doesn't...
Yes.
They're going to have to go back and take a hard look at their next console.
Who here wants to state their opinion on the odds of this is Nintendo's last console?
Oh, not even kind of. Within the next year, you're going to get a bunch of games that Nintendo's always dominated.
No, not handhelds, home console.
And it's the casual game.
They are working on another console. Yeah.
Thing for Nintendo, if I was at Nintendo, this would be what I would try to offer my competition. You go to Microsoft and Sony and say, hey, you want Nintendo first party games on your console? We want to make them for you. But what you have to do is stop making handhelds and start making handheld games for our handheld. So that means you get a Halo for 3DS, you get Mario on Xbox, you get Zelda on the PlayStation, and everybody wins. The Vita?
Oh, yeah, no. They're dropping it.
No, they're not dropping Vita.
Yes, they're dropping it.
They're not making a new one. Their support's still going to go on through.
They've officially said it was a dead console in their press conference.
Yeah, they called it
dead. This year?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's dead, bro. Yeah.
Yesterday.
It wasn't a month ago that they said support for the Vita was going to last through the end of this decade.
No.
Have they changed that?
It's to the end of the year.
There's a difference between supporting it and producing a new one.
Yeah, no, that's it. All the Vitas out now are all the Vitas.
No, I knew they weren't going to be making any more Vitas, but they're still going to put like stuff for it to the end of the decade. They're still going to do first party. No, I heard they were going to do a first party games in America for the Vita.
In my personal opinion,
it's going to be the PSP all over again.
It's like the PS2. Each game console should have so many core titles that stays on that console.
Yeah.
It's the only way you're going to have everybody to want each one of the consoles. But they do need to have more cross licensing between them all.
Well,
it would help.
I think you keep your Halo on the Xbox One home console.
Right.
But when you go mobile, it's all on 3DS. I think Nintendo could really make some money pushing their first party games and then making sure that they win where they have been winning. And they've been winning in the handhelds for 30 freaking years, man.
But here's the other thing. Like I said, within the next year, you get all these big Nintendo's always been good with giving their big launch titles with all these nice little casual games with major characters.
Yeah.
Mario Kart, Mario Party, all that. They kill the casual gamer market.
Yeah.
That's something the Xbox has never been able to do and never will be able to do. The same thing with the PlayStation.
They're getting a little better.
Those consoles are harder for casual gamers.
Those games do not.
They're a higher price.
Over that edge, it needs to be pushed.
There's too many games.
Yeah. Problem.
It sucks when Peggle is the only, like, good arcade game you have on Xbox.
That's what I'm saying. And that's Xbox and PlayStation 4's problem is they've always been bad at the casual market.
Yeah.
They're two intimidating systems and intimidating price points
with too many games.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Xbox has a ton of games to play, and so does the PlayStation 4.
A lot of them aren't very good.
Casual gamers tend to gravitate toward the Nintendo systems because
their games are easy to pick up. You know how to jump in Mario. You know how to jump with Super Mario.
You got 15 different buttons to play.
Exactly. That's and you're going to find more people in the next year just with the new Mario.
Go ahead,
Zelda,
and
Melee. I looked up the official numbers. All right, now the official release dates. Basically, the Xbox One and the PS4 came out a year after the Wii U.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bless you.
All right, they came out in 2013. Wii U came out in 2012, both around early November.
Yes.
The Wii U has sold a total of 6 million units worldwide.
Uh-huh.
Whew. All right, PS4 has told this year a total of 7 million units.
Wow. And Xbox?
And Xbox, 4 million.
Yeah.
All right.
So worldwide, Wii U is still the number two console.
Yes.
Because it has a year advantage.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, but at the same right, time, you couldn't say anything about the 360, because the 360 had a year advantage and 2 year advantage on the PS4 and a year advantage on the Wii.
So now the fact that they've had that extra year to get those consoles out there, will that be enough to keep them? Because their sales this year are clearly, they are way the third. They have not broke a million consoles this year.
Okay.
But like I said, same thing happened with the 360. Yeah, they were released a year
Since Xbox has sold 4 million copies, they have sold 400,000.
Here's what I'm going to say. Like I said, the 360 was released a whole year before the last generation. It was not doing that well. Then Halo came out. And the year after, and then all of a sudden, like I said, a year after, as soon as they waited until their competition entered the market before they dropped the big titles. They let the competition, because at that point the PS3 and the Wii were killing them.
In the defense of the other consoles, though, Wii has been out. These other two consoles
but
have been out
hit their main titles. Like longer. I said, when your main titles hit stage, that's when you.
All right, this is November of last year.
Yeah.
All right, so we're not even a year yet.
Well, what's there to play?
Yeah.
On the Wii.
Nothing.
So when Super Smash comes out, I'm saying it's going to sell some consoles.
Yeah. Because that's the thing.
I don't know if it's enough to save the console.
It's second place with nothing to play.
That is an excellent point.
It's second place.
Here's the thing. I think Xbox really shot themselves in the foot by forcing the Kinect down people's throats.
Oh, absolutely.
You can get an Xbox One without Kinect, but it's not an Xbox One. It's almost nothing. It's nothing.
And here's what I'm going to tell you.
Xbox had a bad break last year at E3 when they had to change their plans. Yep. Sony smacked them in the face with their DRM, always on the internet connectivity they were wanting to do. I think you're right. I think Microsoft really shot themselves in the foot. And if they would have gotten out in front of that a little quicker, until after their press conference at E3 to tell them, "Oh no, we lied a day ago at our press conference, and we're going to fix everything."
Yeah. Well, they said y'all didn't like it. We're going to change it.
That's a great idea, but you should have. Why didn't they listen before when we said we didn't like it a month before E3?
Happened, they didn't focus on games. They focused on Kinect.
Because that is a classic example of corporate espionage. Sony was going along and had implied
it wasn't much espionage.
No. Sony had implied
it was going to be like that.
That they were going to do it too, and everybody.
Right. You're right.
So they let Microsoft think that everybody was doing it.
They knew you're right,
that people weren't going to like it, and they were switched. Very clever move.
You got to give Sony props, because remember they had that whole debacle with them getting hacked?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That didn't mean they lost no
Sony
users
is great PR.
I sold my PS3 the next day.
Well, I'm sure they got more than just
because here's
Sony does a great job of convincing people that they're buying something that
I wanted my money back.
You didn't lose any money.
I did lose money.
How did you lose money? People robbed you from your account?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
Yes, that's why I wanted my money back.
I would talk to my bank about that.
I did. I got my money back from my bank. Sony didn't do anything but offer me a free game. You cost me money. Yeah. And here's the thing about why I think Nintendo's fine. The Xbox has got all sorts of issues. And now the PlayStation is running into people having to pay for the PlayStation Network. Something that they always had over the Xbox Live community.
Something they promised
they would never have to do. Now that they're charging, they are losing people. I was in GameStop yesterday, and I saw 4 PlayStation 4s returned. Because they don't want to pay for their PlayStation Network.
I think...
And that's what Sony has always had the advantage over. And the last console was they had the free to play
Live network. Let's make the Xbox Live free.
Yes.
I think the reason that video game consoles sell is still because of the games. And I think once Nintendo gets some games, we're going to see some sales.
And all fairness, though, Sony's big thing is still the Blu-ray.
Yeah,
people still are only buying the PS4 because of Blu-ray.
That is so horrible.
I know, and you know what?
Such a bad Blu-ray player.
Exactly.
The 4 is a little bit better than the 3, but you're right.
But
it's still not as good as a $50 Blu-ray you buy at freaking Walmart.
Well, and here's the thing.
There's no progressive scale.
Neither one. Yeah, neither one. have a true 1080 output.
No. And you know, I bet you anything, if you take away, if you poll the people who buy a PS4 for video games or Blu-ray, I bet you take out 50% of the people who bought the PS4. They probably bought it not for the video games. Well, because what's on the PS4 as well?
There's some good.
That's originally how they sold the DVD. Yeah, that's a PS3 game. PS2.
You're right.
That was their main selling point.
Yeah. Was it a DVD player?
And yes.
And that's all Sony is doing. It's not a console game as far as Sony's.
Well, if you look at Microsoft and Xbox One,
once again, that is Microsoft's fault that we still have Blu-rays.
I know, because
if they would have included the HD DVD drive,
instead of having to buy a drive,
because all the movie companies, they wanted HD to succeed.
Because they didn't want to have to pay Sony.
Exactly.
HD DVD was open
domain, open source technology.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's part of the problem with all the consoles. They're trying too much to be everything.
And that's why you're going to get Wii U in a year.
Because that's what Nintendo.
Everyone's going to get sick of...
Nintendo says, no, we make video game consoles. Right, we don't do anything
but
else.
The games are still... Although they do offer
streaming services.
Well,
you can do your Hulu subscriptions and stuff.
Everything does that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I promise you in a year, when Nintendo's actual titles hit, you'll see a big drop in Xbox and
We will
and
definitely come numbers. Back to this conversation.
Yes. I mean, and I hope that's correct, because I love Zelda.
So.
I love the idea of the Mario Maker.
I love Nintendo just as a company. If I had to work at a video game company,
I would love to work at Nintendo.
So, the only systems I have left, and going at one point, I had every system.
Up to what generation? Like Dreamcast?
Xbox.
Okay. Same generation. Right.
Now, I had PS2, Xbox, GameCube, and everything from there all the way back to the 2600.
Yep.
All right.
I still have my 2600, man.
Yeah. So now all I have now is my Atari 2600 and my 7800.
Nice.
All right. Then my Nintendo, Super Nintendo, GameCube.
The ones that never give up.
Those will never die.
Dude, my Nintendo 64 got dropped down the steps at least 5 or 6 times. I threw it out a window one time. I was so pissed. Went outside, picked it up, plugged it in.
My GameCube, which fell out of a 70-mile-per-hour car, worked. Still plays games.
Yeah, dude.
It tumbled on the interstate and still plays
and
games.
This is something they have lost with the Wii.
Yes.
Yeah, and the Wii broke.
The Wii breaks.
The Wii breaks.
The Wii is not industrial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my Xbox, my original Xbox, I went through 3 of them before got one that worked.
Funny.
Red Ring. Red Ring.
I only had one time with the Red Ring.
I played
that. But
that's the thing about the Wii that you could do.
See, my Xbox worked until it got struck by lightning.
Forever.
My original Xbox, never died.
Yeah.
But the 360, my 360.
Yeah, my 360.
Man, the ejector plate on the trap, knife it open to make sure it works. So then, come on, you still read games? I'm not paying for another one. I hate you.
And of course, my Super Nintendo, literally, I had it at my mom's house. Her pit bull used it for a chew toy for a while.
Still works.
I mean, it's missing half the case.
Still works.
Just fine.
Can't kill it.
You know what the best thing that... The thing is, you know, all you needed to fix anything...
blow it out.
That's it. Yep. I'm done.
Yep. And here's what I'm going to say. You know what new
can't blow on a CD.
What? For this generation? Not a single one.
I don't own this generation. I will be
buying a Wii U. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm not going to buy an Xbox One.
I am buying a Wii U.
I'm not going to buy a PlayStation 4. I will buy a Wii U when it comes out, because I will buy Zelda.
I'm also going to buy at least one extra Wii U controller.
Yep.
I'm going to buy at least one GameCube controller so I can play with...
Oh, did you see the GameCube controller announced
with Smash Brothers? Yes.
Well,
I may buy Wave Birds. Those are going for $100 each.
I have a Wii at my house.
Yeah. They don't make them anymore. Yeah. Well, let's go around and say, what was your favorite thing going away from E3, and then we'll move on. Lay, go ahead. What was your favorite thing that you saw at
E3? You know, I mean, I am most excited about the Zelda thing, yeah. but I like the Mario Maker.
Yeah,
I thought that was a great idea. Because who as a kid didn't want to make a Mario
game? I remember playing Excitebike and saying, man, I wish they had this for Mario.
Yeah, yes. And so I think that is long past.
It is.
I hope there's a way to publish your levels.
No, there's not only a way to publish your levels. They are hoping that people put their levels up and download other people's levels. They are going to have a contest for the best Nintendo level ever created.
Awesome.
See, that's brilliant.
I like how you can go from 8-bit to the new Super Mario Bros.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be...
Go ahead. Best thing you took away from the... From the E3 so far.
It's both Zelda games.
I'm picking the Zelda game.
The other Zelda game.
They announced a game called Hyrule Warriors. It's Zelda meets Dynasty Warriors.
I love Dynasty. I could play Dynasty Warriors to the couch.
I could play it right now.
In fact, I'm still in the middle of beating Dynasty Warriors Gundam.
When my youngest son
because
was
it's
four,
so much
when
fun.
My youngest son was like 3 or 4, my oldest son was really into video games, but my youngest son just he couldn't do it. He couldn't play video games. He was just bad. Yeah. Dynasty Warriors. It's one button. And you can kill 1,000 people per level.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what me and my 4-year-old kid would play. Dynasty Warriors. Because he couldn't play anything else. Dude, when they announced this, he looked over at me with the brightest eyes. And he said, Dad, you've got to get a Wii U. And I was like, Drew, you're right. We're getting a Wii U. So, yes, that's what I took away. That was my favorite part. Hyrule Warriors looks
awesome. It looks awesome. That's exactly where I was going with that. Both of them look good.
My wife, and she'll be here in about an hour, but if she had seen the video, she would have creamed her pants over Yoshi's World. She's a huge Yoshi fan. She thinks he is the cutest thing ever.
I love Yoshi.
And that game just looks cute.
Yoshi's Island is still one of my favorite games.
Yes. The cookie. Remember the cookie game puzzle game?
Yes,
loved
I did.
That, dude.
Love that game.
David, what'd you take from E3, man?
I'm going to have to say that I'm a Halo fanboy, and that Halo collection,
Master
Chief Collection. Dude,
that whole, it's the games remastered, the maps, the same engines, it's going to be fun.
It's all the maps.
It's all the maps. All Blood Gulch is back, baby.
Yes, all the maps.
I saw Ascension.
Too, right?
Yes. I saw like the updated Ascension, and I was like jaw on the floor.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, I can go back to dual wielding. All right, I'm gonna have the BR and just all kinds of fun stuff. I'm gonna be able to noob combo again.
No love for
it's all about the BR and the Needler.
I saw some Mass Effect.
It's super evil.
Until I see the trailer,
see more.
I don't want to see. Okay, we got these games coming.
Yeah.
These concept trailers. I want to see. I want to know what happened. You had such a terrible finish to a wonderful trilogy.
Yeah.
I mean,
that third game is awful. Yeah.
It's like, what color do you want to choose? I mean, they had to go back and redo the ending.
Yeah.
Pokemon. I'm stoked on the Pokemon game.
Pokemon's Omega Red
and Alpha Blue.
Or Alpha Red and Omega Blue. Omega Red might be trademarked by Marvel.
It's not Omega Red. It's Omega Ruby.
Oh, it is. It's Omega Ruby.
Okay.
And Alpha Sapphire.
The thing I pulled away from
E3,
not so much any particular game. This is the year for big trailers. They have really stepped up their trailers game. Every trailer now, very cinematic. They are definitely getting good on the cocktease.
The Mortal Kombat trailer was a joy to
watch. Yeah, the video game cocktease
no gameplay at all,
there, man.
But it was a joy to watch.
Well, and I pulled away from Assassin's Creed Unity trailer. Yes. Firstly, I'm a big Assassin's Creed fan. Yeah. I played every one of them. But just going, yes!
Yeah, man.
I sat there, watched it, stood up, went,
video games are really... come into their own.
Well, and to build so much cinematic love for them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's just like,
and we're able to do it now. The hardware's caught up to what people want to see.
It doesn't matter from A to B. Any game, it's going to turn out to be a garbage game, and you're sitting there watching the trailer going, "I want to check it out."
Yeah.
There were very few games where I just was like, "Yeah, no, whatever."
We're fans of a medium that also eventually came into.
Well, that was the thing about the Nintendo trailers.
Those were gameplay.
Every trailer was gameplay.
Absolutely.
Even the Link one, the Zelda one, that's not done yet.
No. That was gameplay.
Yeah, that's why I liked it so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's why I pulled out of E3 is it is really the time for big trailers, for trailers to pull in, for video games to come into their cinematic right.
Any trailer that isn't gameplay.
Yeah. And that's why I trusted the entirety of Nintendo's whole thing. It was all gameplay.
That's a fair argument. That's absolutely wonderful argument.
Let's be honest, I've seen a lot of wonderful trailers for games that did not look as good.
It turned out being crap. Yeah.
What was it? Grind? What was that game?
The skateboard game?
No, not skateboard game.
Brink.
That trailer looked awesome.
It was terrible.
It was awful.
Terrible game. But then there's games. What's that game? That parkour game with the red? Mirror's Edge. The first trailer of Mirror's Edge looked bad.
Yeah, it did.
But the game ended up being good.
Really good. So it had a good storyline.
There's
and all
a
good
new
stuff.
Mirror's Edge coming out, too.
They're finally continuing it.
Let's transition into comics. Powers.
Yeah, that's that was the other big news.
Yeah, let's transition into
Powers.
Powers
is getting a TV show
on the PlayStation Network.
But let me just
not going to be long lasting.
Let me just
probably going to end up on Netflix.
I agree.
Let me just throw this out there. You know, this is Geeks of the Square Table, episode 39.
Yeah.
I'm Lawrence of America. With me today is Jules True.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Garth.
Steve.
Danny.
All right.
Can we call you Steve Dave? Can that be your new thing?
Steve Dave?
Yeah. You tell him Steve Dave? Anybody
you
ever
know, I don't think we can actually say that legally. Yeah.
Can we not? Does Kevin Smith own Steve Dave?
I think he does. This podcast. Hell yeah, what's up, Kevin?
I know we can't say, tell him, Steve Dave.
Yeah, I know that's
tell him, Steve Dave. Does he treat trademark Steve Dave? What about all the Steve Daves that were born after that movie?
Oh, God.
There's got
to
be one.
It may have to be three words. I mean, that's the standard, but I know tell him, Steve Dave.
Yeah.
And Alan Thicke made a comment at his expense, and it was awesome.
So Powers.
What was this comment you're going to say?
The Clerks comment cartoon. There was Steve Dave and there was the fair. And it was the episode they went back to how the movie was. And they walk in there and they go, yeah, he caught on fire. And Alan Thicke made a comment at his expense. And it was awesome.
Yeah,
and that was just it.
Yeah,
wow. The Clerks cartoon.
Yeah, the Clerks cartoon.
I remember I haven't watched it in years. I have it on DVD, but
that was when HBO did anything.
That was actually ABC.
Was it ABC?
Saturday morning kid show.
Brian Michael.
I only ever watched it on HBO.
Brian Michael Bendis and Michael Avon Oeming's.
I'm a fan of both.
Superhero crime thriller.
Powers,
which
all
was
about
originally an Image comic, moved over to Icon over at Marvel, once Bendis signed on completely over there. It's coming in, it's live action?
It's
to
live
the
action.
PlayStation Network.
Yep.
Now, when Bendis signed over to Marvel, did he have to sacrifice a goat or something?
I think that's how he got, as he did everything.
That's why it's
here, hold this down. Grab this here.
He sacrificed that.
But you have to do it while you're hanging from your feet, doing yoga. It's weird.
Now, one of the appeals, probably the only appeal of a book that is really just
about
CSI
cops
with superheroes is Michael Avon Oeming's awesome line art. I'm not sure if it's going to
Bendis' storytelling
translate.
I don't think so. Who killed Retro Girl?
No, it's
the opening
great.
Story
it's fun.
Arc, which was a ton of fun.
Do you think that's where they're going to open? You think it could go panel for panel?
I hope it does. That's one of my favorite stories is who killed Retro Girl. The idea the character's name was Retro Girl was already hilarious.
Well, all the heroes in that
all the heroes are all
awesome
really funny
names, dude.
Okay. Really funny.
How many owners of PlayStation 4?
Exactly. What did you say? 4 million? 7 million.
7 million.
7 million. So there's definitely enough out there to make a cheap show worth watching. But here's the $1 million question. Who the hell's going to buy a PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 3 for that matter? To watch this,
but how many will pay? Who have it will pay for the PlayStation Network because they like the show.
Exactly.
Not a lot. It'll
or
end up on
keep paying for it.
I don't know.
No,
you're not supposed to have to pay for PlayStation,
and that's what's going to slowly kill this console.
So, are they gonna? Are these going to be free episodes available for PlayStation owners who have PlayStation
Network? No.
Or are they going to
have
to buy
the pay version of PlayStation Network? You'll get it for free. If not, you have to buy pay per episode.
So, and these are also going to be available on this Sony TV thing.
Yes.
Which is really just a Roku.
Then it might work.
It's a Roku Sony that plays PS Vita.
Yes.
It might work, man.
Speaking
it
of,
might, go ahead, Dave.
Speaking of streaming services and everything, they announced who's going to be the Kingpin.
Yep.
On the Daredevil Netflix.
Sure did.
Yes. Go ahead. Yep.
It's the guy from Law & Order Criminal Intent. Yep. He's also
what
in
was
Full
his
Metal
name?
Jacket.
He was the villain of the, in Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
But no one knows his name?
I forget.
Vincent
DeMarmino.
DeFruffaro or something like that.
Yeah.
He's also gained a ton
that's
of weight.
That's it.
And shaved his hair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm
he looks
excited for that.
Awesome.
Them announcing people that's for these shows really
doesn't blow
excite
wind up your shirt
me as much. I want to see these
some
shows, man. I want to see what's going on.
Well, the potential is
also,
always there, but like you said,
exactly.
You
got to
see
them.
Ant-Man finally got a director.
I'm just so over the hype engines. When
well, there was a brand new Constantine trailer that looked really good, showing off Dr.
Fate's
helmet. Those are the kind of things I want to see as far as these superhero shows go. See which directions they're going to take these things.
But yes,
but yeah, you're right. That's hype.
Finally got a new director.
Yeah.
Who,
I think we talked about that. Did we talk about
no
that? Oh, no.
They hadn't got a new director last
week. We had gotten
week
a director for another show.
Yeah.
Larry?
I have saw a new movie this past weekend. I won't tell everybody about it. Of course, Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, Days of Future. I don't give a crap. That one.
No.
That's what I call it. Days
Edge of Tomorrow is actually
by Groundhog Day.
One
ahead,
of
Larry
the best action movies I've seen in a while.
Awesome.
Really?
And it had
it's got
the
reviews
best 3D effects I've ever seen.
Oh,
period.
Awesome.
That's
the best 3D effects
I
I've ever
watch
seen.
Was there any rain?
You know, no, actually there was. Well, there was one scene
there's
with rain,
rain,
but yeah, it wasn't like a combat
but it was like
scene.
Like Pacific
yeah
Rim rain.
Yeah. No, no.
Really? I mentioned
I mean,
review. You have a review up on Outright Geekery.
Seriously,
great review.
I mean, this was so far the best 3D movies I've seen have been Edge of Tomorrow, then Thor 2.
Awesome. I saw Thor 2 with you. I loved the 3D on that.
Yeah, that's a good
very subtle.
You
know, very just used where it needed to be.
This is all shot in 3D.
Okay.
The effects are it's shot in real D 3D.
Nice.
And the effects are done in 3D.
Awesome.
Now, of course, you know, the aliens or whatever are CG, but they're done amazingly well.
Awesome.
Yeah. The story is good.
It's
I enjoyed it better than
Minority
right
Report.
Oh, I love Minority Report.
It's based on a Japanese comic, isn't it?
Actually, it's based on a Japanese book that also inspired a comic.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Like Battle Royale, which was a book, and then
a
manga,
and
then anime,
that they used
and then
Tom
a movie,
Cruise
and then the Hunger Games.
But he do a good job.
I went there.
Right, and I
she think, swears she never
I think, honestly,
okay.
he did a really good job. And, of course, the premise is he is the media marketing relations, and he gets sent to the front line to film.
Okay.
In
this alien war.
Today, film, you know, blah, blah, blah.
It's
exactly.
Right,
but he's never
time
actually
blah, blah,
seen
blah
any combat before.
All
right. But he's about to die, and one of these weird aliens, because they're this hive collective thing.
Okay.
And every so often, you'll see this blue glowing one that actually commands the other ones around psychically.
Oh, nice.
Neat. Very cool.
Right.
And he detonates his pack, you know, because he has a battery pack that he can detonate to blow up, killing himself and the creature.
Oh,
but
suicide.
He's about to
he's
die
got a suicide
anyway.
Vest.
Yes. Right,
cool.
Right.
Okay.
You know, because they're these exoskeletons or whatever.
Yeah.
And it douses him with this blood.
The blue blood.
The
blue alien blood.
The blood.
But the psychic
Democrats
control, turns out these aliens can manipulate time.
Time and space.
Okay.
Space and time.
So basically,
time
they
lines
can go back in time, start a period of hours over. So on. So.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, and this jumps right into it. This is the first 5 minutes. So
oh, wow.
He
very
gains
cool
that ability, but he
doesn't know it.
He whenever he dies,
Groundhog Day
starts over.
So it's sort of like Groundhog Day.
Right, right.
Okay.
No, so that is the basic premise, but that's all he knows.
Groundhog
and then
Day
he's trying
guns
to figure out how to get out of it, what caused it, and all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, and every time he goes through the day, of course, he learns a little bit more, a little bit this, a little bit that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's constant action. You get 5 minutes of setup, Boom. Action. Nice. Action.
Very
action,
cool.
Action,
I only have one action. Question. Is Bill Murray in the movie? That's a serious question.
It'd be a good one,
I think
though.
If,
I'm not going to play by their rules anymore. Yeah.
Why do you have to talk? Yeah.
If Bill Murray shows up in the all-Western gear, because that's the best scene in the entire movie.
Go ahead,
with the
Larry.
Six shooters.
So far, it's the best movie I've seen this year.
Wow. Really?
More than Days of Future Past?
Wow. And I really like Days of Future Past.
I know.
But as far as just a straight up action movie, this is it.
Wow. Okay.
But you said it's best in 3D.
I said it is the best 3D movie I've seen.
Now, well, on that note, do you think it will do well enough in 2D? Because
I can't watch 3D.
It's a good story, a good action movie.
Right. It is based on an award-winning novel.
That's true.
So, it's still be worth seeing in 2D.
Yes. Okay. It's also in IMAX.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of the IMAX, I will see the 3D version.
I'm blind, but I'm not that blind.
Yeah.
I don't need to be that big.
The IMAX actually makes my eyes water.
Yes.
Yeah, just too much on the screen to see.
Wow. Well, that's surprising.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a lot of
and that's the thing. It really, Tom Cruise has done himself with all the Scientology and stuff. He has such a downplayed reputation.
Yeah.
That he's almost like a curse on a movie. And they used to not even say for a while they weren't like Tropic Thunder. Nobody knew he was in that movie.
Nobody.
They wouldn't tell anybody. They're like, no, we don't even know who that guy
Austin
is.
Powers movie. Yeah, exactly.
No, but let's think of everything that's come out that he's been in that has been since that big Scientologist debacle. Okay, you had Valkyrie, which was actually really very good.
I loved Valkyrie.
Valkyrie was amazing. That came out after that. It may not have done very well, but watch it after the fact. It was a great movie. Didn't the Ghost Protocol come out after all that?
Yeah.
The next Mission Impossible?
Not
terrible.
The best Mission Impossible.
No, but
that was really the best part of that movie, though.
Oh, yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's take away Ghost 3 because Simon Pegg is really the selling point of that entire movie.
Touché.
What about Jeremy Renner?
Okay, there was a controversy with the Ghost Protocols that if Jeremy Renner wanted to be in the movie, he couldn't be in the movie that was The Master with Thomas C. Powell. Or,
The Master
and Joaquin Phoenix. He was supposed to be in that movie, and they said you can't be in that movie and be in this movie.
Oh, that sucks.
Because basically, the Master is basically telling the story of L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Without saying it's L. Ron Hubbard.
That's about ready to wrap up, isn't it?
You know, to say that Tom Cruise.
I love that movie, The Master. Yeah. I just now figured out what movie you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's an awesome movie.
Yeah. Jeremy Renner was supposed to be in that movie, but because he was. They told him that he could not be.
Sounds like they're going to end it.
That he would not get the part of Ghost Protocol if he did the movie.
Well, Tom Cruise is the executive producer of all the Ghost Mission Impossible movies. So.
Yeah.
And they're doing another one of those. And Jeremy Renner's been.
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher.
Amazing!
Amazingly fun movie.
It's all right.
No, it's fun.
It's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie.
So, again, I'm just arguing against, he's not really a curse.
I'm not a big Tom
Cruise. He's been really downplayed.
You don't have to be a fan of Tom Cruise to appreciate that he's an okay actor in the movies he's been in.
Right.
He gets cast in good movies.
Yeah, like Avenged Sevenfold. I hate their politics, but I'll jam out to Avenged Sevenfold
all
the time.
All I'm saying, Transformers...
It's due out later this month.
Oh, yeah.
It is, and they've got some big shoes to fill.
Oh, I guarantee you.
I think they'll fill them. In the trailers alone, they look better than the second.
Money-wise, yes. It will definitely make more money.
Oh, yeah. No problem about that.
But quality-wise, I'm not sure, dude.
I don't know, man. The Dinobots are
going to see this movie. And as far as action movies go, he may not be able to talk sci-fi movies up that well, but as far as action movies go, I will take Larry's word on an action movie.
I think, based on the trailer, the idea that there's not just the Dinobots and the Autobots, but there's another set of Transformers that
Unicron. I know that's Unicron.
The spawn of Unicron.
The spawn of Unicron, because they can change into anything if you look at the trailer.
Oh, did you see where they're changing?
The new trailer. Yeah,
the way they're changing? It's like a teleporter.
Yes.
It's weird, dude.
It is.
Well,
and they're they're disguising themselves as Transformers.
I think that was Drift, though. I think that's Drift.
In the first movie... All they have to do is scan it, and they can become a different vehicle.
Yeah, no, but this is something transforming into things that aren't Transformers.
Well, they had that in part of the cartoon.
Yeah.
They had that girl in the second movie. Though.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. But this is something that's like its technology is different from
this
Decepticons and Autobots.
If you watch the trailer,
the newest trailer,
there's a robot.
I've seen the newest one. So.
There's a later trailer where there's a robot, and he's like walking, and all of a sudden, there's like a transforming motion, but like individual pieces of him break apart, leave him apart, and then form over here.
Oh,
it's weird. It's really weird.
Right.
It's more likely going to be Spawn of Unicron.
Yeah. But cool. Yeah, I'm excited
it's
for
gonna,
that
I
movie.
I think it's going to be action-packed.
I want to go see Edge of Tomorrow now.
I wanted to see Edge of Tomorrow, but I got invited to go see Days of Future Past.
Again.
For free.
Again.
So,
free, yeah. You go see it.
Yeah, I got to go see it again because I didn't get to see the scene.
But yeah. I was you were here when I told you about the other Easter egg. But
he
saw a young Jean Grey in
Days
of Future Past.
There's a young Jean Grey in Days of Future Past.
Very nice.
Nice.
I'm excited.
Where do we want to go now? What do we want to talk about now? What else is going on in the world?
The reboot of Reboot.
Oh, yeah.
It's been announced.
It's been announced.
This was an old cartoon back in the day called Reboot.
Made by the same people made Beast Wars.
We're talking about Hexadecimal.
Yes. Announced this week.
It's the very first
Reboot. Okay.
Kind of
the company that originally made it, Mainframe, sold off their television department.
Yep.
And renamed it like BMT or something like that.
Yes.
And they jumped up and said, you know what we're doing? 10 years after it's been off the airwaves, we're bringing it back, and we're bringing it back right.
Yeah.
It's the same writing team.
Yeah.
It's the same art direction
group. It was the first computer-generated graphics.
Yes. And they're like, look, it's time to bring back great television. So they're rebooting it completely. Yeah. They're probably going to update the graphics a little bit.
A
lot of it.
Looks like Max Headroom shit.
Right.
Oh,
but it's coming back, and there, there's a lot of good feedback.
Back in the day,
they're gonna reiterate the storyline, but add to it. So much good press back.
Awesome. There was probably stuff that they left out of the original series that they wanted to touch on, but the technology couldn't do it.
A lot of people don't know this,
because it's gonna do the same thing.
Beast Wars. It took a lot of stories that they want to incorporate in Reboot. Because it was the same writing team, which a lot of people don't know.
Yes. Yeah, it's
that
the same writing team.
They put certain things, like, they wanted to kill a character in Reboot, and they didn't get to.
Yeah.
So they killed Dinobot, and them forever doing that.
And then they brought him back.
It hurt in the field.
Yeah, and then they killed him again! He died twice!
But I read, they had an interview with James Cameron, and he said that the T-1000 was supposed to be in the first Terminator movie, but because of the restraint, like budget restraints, he could not do it. So that's why the Terminator movie is like it is. It's supposed to be a longer story.
But some of the secondary releases, when they've gone back and talked about this within the same release week, it's the writing team going, it's going to very, very much do the same thing, where it's going to be geared towards a younger audience early, and then try to grow up with them.
Awesome.
So very much kind of have the piece of that.
Get the best thing about Enzo.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You got older with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would help.
That's
a
great idea.
So, they're gonna add to it, expand on it.
That's a little bit too much.
Maybe throw in another character.
Yeah. Have you seen the third season Enzo? He's got like the gold eye. He's got the short hair.
Green Lantern, Young Justice. Yeah. The latest Batman.
Well, that's because the Cartoon Network.
No, that's because Warner Brothers bases
that's another thing that
the
hasn't
success
been announced
of their cartoons on toy sales.
Yeah.
Young Justice had great ratings, and so did Green Lantern, but they canceled them due to low toy sales.
But
you got to think about the shows that are running right now that don't have any, or as far as I know, don't have any toy tie-ins. Like the regular show.
Yes, but those aren't Warner Brothers shows.
Warner
Brothers shows like Young Justice, Green Lantern,
but if they did better
Batman were
the
all
toys,
canceled because of low toy sales.
Well,
they did better jobs at making the toys, they would make more money through the collectors alone. And that's part of their problem. It's just like with the G.I. Joe movies. Their toys crapped out.
Hot garbage.
Because
even though those movies weren't as bad as they should have been.
The G.I. Joe toys were used to be
so bad as they should have been or could have been.
Kind of bringing the kind of cutting the understroke on that.
Growing up Enzo.
Kind of shutting down the really
cable.
High point. He reminds me that
with the eye?
Cartoon Network's announced that they're killing Adventure Time. They're finishing it.
Yeah.
Really heartbreaking.
At the top of its success, the height of its success.
Yeah,
every con you go to is more and more and more Adventure Time cosplay.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
what are they doing? They take everything that's popular and they're shitting in it.
It's so weird, man. I don't
know. Well,
here's your bucket of garbage.
They don't get the merchandising the same.
You're right. Yes. You're right.
Cartoon Network is very big about merchandising, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whores.
Now, who is that's who they is, have they have straight out said they'll cancel a show if its merchandising doesn't do good.
Yes.
Yeah, but the, you the can't thing about it is
part
they
of the
money.
It's part of the bottom
it's
line.
The, well, this is how it started in the 80s with shows like Transformers that were designed to try and sell toys.
Not designed to try, designed and succeeded.
Yeah, so yeah, you got your He-Man, you got your Transformers. Well, G.I. Joe.
G.I.
Yeah.
Joe, the show was made to resell the 6-inch.
Yeah, the 6-inch.
No, no, no.
The 6-inch.
No, the Joe was not... The
always trying to get a 6-inch in, going down.
It's really a recruiting tool.
Inch. The shows were coming out to do the 3 3/4-inch so they could expand upon the complete line of G.I. Joe. The original
but that's not
creator.
What took off, though.
But
6 inches took off. Took
no.
Off.
Zip 3 3/4 makes more money than 6 inches.
You guys are all size queens, I'm just saying.
But anyway, so yes, yeah.
No, you
yeah. You're talking Pokemon,
I have
flag. You know, all these things were designed to sell other products.
Vivid memories of going to Toys R Us to the G.I. Joe aisle and seeing row after row after row of 6-inch, the 6-inch figure stuff. They didn't sell the 3-inch stuff in the 80s. And that's when the show was... They didn't sell it in the volume that those 6-inch stuff sell.
But the 3 3/4 won out.
It's really hard not to make my shit. I've already made it. Well, we just size queen.
But the show was
very quietly.
I'm not debating that. What I'm saying is the show actually succeeded.
Are you sure that we're actually... Actually, 6 inches, or was that what
it's just like a cartographer 6 inches?
The original G.I. Joe was 12 inches. He got smaller as
he was 12.
It got cold! Don't ask questions! Don't ask questions!
Alright!
Whoa, whoa,
that's
whoa!
Way to end the podcast.
Whoa, guys. Whoa. Alright, now that this is totally...
Put the brakes on it!
We are going to a place I don't think we should go.
I don't want to go. We're already there.
Oh,
I don't want to be here.
We're at the toy shop.
We're
trying to sell us a t-shirt. You know. Alright, final thoughts. Jules.
Ghost Bane World Cup starts Thursday.
Ole, 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 ole. Check out the John Guy FIFA video from last week tonight. John Oliver.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, World Cup and E3. Check out E3 all weekend. E3. Can't wait. More and more games.
I won't get to
I hope
I'll
get a good evaluation at work.
Hey, just come to Comic City too.
Yes.
Check us out.
Check us out. Good call.
Yay, reboot! Coming back! Bringing it back!
All right, reboot. And always, this has been Geeks of the Square Table. Check us out at Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Good night, Elaine!
I was going to say that! All right, find us online, comiccity2.com, outrightgeekery.com, Weekly Rex on YouTube. All right, come in, join us every Wednesday at noon, recording here live.
I don't think it's live still.
It's live. It's live. It's recording live.
My bad.
Technically, everything's recorded live.
Yeah, bring it back.
Yes. No, if you edited it, it's not recorded live.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
All right. Grab what you